Good morning, all you weirdos and weirdettes, which I don't think there are any, but hey, here it is. So today is going to be more of errands with the wolf, some random thoughts, a couple of things, and my mom bought a freaking turtle. All right, all you happy campers and, you know, the other seven of you. So I don't know where I'm going with this today. And it may not be all that interesting. Then again, it might be. I never know. This is one of those days where I have errands planned and I don't know what else is much going on in the world because I've kept myself busy. The creative bug has hit me yet again. I have been 3D printing like a motherfucker. I have been creating like a motherfucker. I have been painting and getting stuff done. And it's just... You know what? Maybe it was drinking that was holding me back. It's been a month now, and I feel like I'm getting more done. I'm more creative. I guess it slowed my brain down a little too much, but then again, now I tend to be a little more hyperactive than normal, too. So, you know, I'll probably find what it is and a happy balance here sooner or later, but... You know, I made it through 4th of July, I went to Wild Wings, went to play a gig, and I just didn't have the urge to drink. That and the fact that it's just way too fucking hot, so I don't know where you're at, but in Vegas, we've not only hit the triple digits now for a couple of weeks, but we're getting upwards of 112 to 115 daily. And for us... We won't bitch about the heat until it hits like 108, 109. When it hits 110, we're like full on what the fuck is going on here. It's so hot here that shoes are melting. They're fining people that are walking their dogs because the pavement and the concrete is up to 150 degrees. It's a mess. Way too hot. And yet, there's still summer concert series going on and lots of things going on in town. That's not going to happen. However, I did play a couple of gigs. I was going to let you know how those go. And I don't know if drinking brought on some of the fun stories or not, but honestly, there wasn't much to tell. Played one gig up on the mountain in the daytime, the one that I was dreading. It was 111 in the valley, but it ended up being only 90-something up in the mountain. And a couple of old cougars with some flapjack titties were there, and neither me or the drummer really wanted to kind of speed bag those, so it just wasn't going to happen. Last time we played up there, it's a biker venue outdoors, so you know, this time all the Mongols showed up. Last time other people showed up, but last time was more fun because we had this big titty MILF with dark areola in the front and not wearing any panties, so me and the drummer both got a good eye view of what we like, and she's giving you that sideways wink the whole time flexing them little Oreos at us, so it was cool. Sure was a lot better. Maybe it was the same lady, she just deflated a little bit, I don't know. I remember a lot of these girls that I used to work with at the Bunny Ranch had implants, and I used to joke that one of these days they're going to come up with Reebok pumps where you just hit a button and it pumps it up bigger, and they're like, well, they have that, and I just started busting together laughing, and it's not what you would think, but they have bags, and they just insert the amount of cc's of saline that you want in the bags behind the muscle to either make them bigger or smaller. So I guess that's like in the off season they deflate them, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how that works. Mine are natural, so I don't have to worry about it. Yeah. And as I said at the beginning, my mom bought a turtle. If I hadn't told you that already, and if I did, it wouldn't matter because there's a second one now. My mom is the queen of impulse buys, and I wonder where I get it, where I'm always hunting for things and clearance and deals and collecting and amassing stuff. Not quite hoarding, but, you know, organized chaos. She's been bored lately. Hadn't really found much to do as far as hobbies, other than her plants, and the babysitting thing didn't really work out. So now she decides, oh, I want a turtle. Okay. So she sends me a picture of this fucker, and it's the cutest little thing you ever did seen. But I look at it, and I'm like, well, that's not a turtle. That's a tortoise. And then she told me what kind it was, and I looked it up, and I'm like, oh, that's great. It's the third largest tortoise in the States, and depending on the cage or its environment, it will get as large as 3 feet long and 300 pounds. Probably, you know, not that big, because she doesn't have an outdoor enclosure. That's more for the, you know, Galapagos Island giant dinosaur shit. But she's learning, and thought it was fun. They're quiet and fun to look at, but it didn't move much. And she's like, well, maybe it's bored. So I'm just going about my business the other day. She got the first one on 4th of July, and then she just says, oh, well, Donnie needed a friend, so meet Leon. And I'm like, who's Leon? And she's like, well, it's the other turtle. And I'm like, what do you mean, Leon? Where'd you get Leon? And then it dawned on me. So she's trying to name him after Ninja Turtles. And she's like, well, it's Leonardo. So Leon is short for Leonardo, right? And I'm just laughing, like, why did I never see that before? Everybody always called him Leo. Leon actually makes more sense. So, no, it's not the guy from Resident Evil with the 90s Baywatch haircut. It's Leonardo the tortoise now is part of the family. They are cute. They don't make a mess. It's a good, clean, safe hobby for her, so I can't complain too much. It's a lot better than her barking dogs. Those dogs are just absolutely ridiculous. I hate small dogs to begin with, but man, they're just out of control. Absolutely out of control. They bark for everything, for no reason, all the time. Freya doesn't bark at all. If she barks, she's letting me know something's wrong, or she doesn't want you around. So, all right, stop number one. I have to drop off a bunch of shiz to the post office, and some of it is oversized. So, you know, that's always fun. All right, stop number one is down. But selling more and more things, and I'm trying to get ahead of the game because bills are going up, everything's going up, and I sold the rest of my Masters of the Universe Classics and the last lot of things that I was trying to avoid selling, the oversized stuff like Granomir or Procrustes, which sounds like, you know, something you get when you don't wash your ass for a couple of weeks. The Giants, things like that. I think I'm going to keep, like, He-Man, Beast-Man, Skeletor, Battle-Cat, and Panthor, and call it good. I was holding on to Manny Faces as well for the longest time, just because it was a really cool sculpt. But as I'm collecting more of the Origins and things, I'm realizing I just... this will probably be my last collection of Masters of the Universe. Nearing 50, people. I know I'm only going to be 43 at the end of the month, but I'm starting to think, like, at this point in my life, if I'm not opening up a shop and I don't have kids to pass this stuff on to, what am I doing this for other than my own enjoyment? And I'm sort of building up my retirement plan with physical media now so that when they don't allow us to own anything or have anything or watch anything on TV, then I still am going to have all my VHS, DVDs, and whatnot to go for. So, as this truck is trying to run me off the road, I'm going to merge onto the fucking freeway anyway, you asswipe. You have to let people over, dipshit. Fucking people are always so much in a goddamn hurry that they can't even drive, think, or pay attention to their surroundings. But, hey, you know, it is what it is. Oh, and now he's driving over the white line. Man, I feel safe. Fucking people, man. I don't know if you've noticed, too, A lot of the bitchiness and the anger has gone away, too. I hate to say, so maybe it was part of the alcohol. I may have a drink on my birthday, but most likely not, because I don't have any of the same friends that I had, and none of them had done anything for my birthday for the last 4 or 5 years anyway. I don't really want to do a big barbecue and invite people over. There's nothing much to show off. Just in the last 6 months, I've sold nearly half of my collection. And it's just too much of a hassle. So I might just go to, like, that 80s cafe or the pinball museum or something like that. Just do, like, a quiet little family thing. But, yeah, I talk about it. I think about it a lot. I had a couple of things where I was irritated or anxious about stuff, and I thought, fuck, I need a drink. And then I thought, no, I just... It's too expensive. I can't afford it. It's not worth it. And speaking of things that you can't afford, again, I'm headed to the comic shop now. And that, I was excited to pick up. I had a list of about 7 things that I got in my email that are in my pull box. I think Daredevil is starting over again. It's back to Matt Murdock instead of Elektra. I think Punisher is going. And then I start looking at the prices, and each Marvel comic is $4.99 now. That's ridiculous. And there's a one-shot, Barbaric, that I was following, which is sort of a toony, raunchy, talking axe barbarian. And that's $5.99. So you're telling me between 4 comics, I'm already well over $20? No thanks. God, people are in a fucking hurry today. Oh, it's a full moon, that's why. I'm going 70 in an off-ramp because people won't let me over. Like, bitch, I bought a Kia Soul for a reason, because it's light as fuck, the size of a roller skate, and will bounce in and out of traffic faster than your hooker mom can. Doesn't make sense, but, you know, a lot of those things are just... When Southern people talk, and I ain't even Southern, they just go off on this thing, and they make analogies and say all sorts of random shit. Speaking of being Southern, it's funny, I was really feeling Southern, or that I was brought up in the South in another life. I'm out in the backyard, just spitting watermelon seeds, and having a good old time watching planes fly over, and man, yeah. I don't know where I pick up a lot of these things. Accents are one of them. Growing up in Tacoma, in Washington, a lot of people said that I had a surfer accent, and I don't know why. I mean, I was born in California, but I never spent any time living there. I think I was moved out about a year and a half into my life, and then went straight to Nevada, and then right at kindergarten moved up to Tacoma. So I was never around the beach or surfers or anything to pick up that dialect. I think I was just, at that time, every 80s cartoon, everything I was influenced by and watching and, you know, influenced by, I guess that's what the fucking word means. I don't need to expand on that. All had that sort of 80s, 90s surfer, whoa-ho-ho dude talk. And I noticed when I was hanging out with my now ex-band friends that half of them were Canadian, I was picking up Canadian accents. And actually, I saw Bud post a video. Actually, you may be listening. It's funny because I picked up, the dad has a Canadian accent, and his kid doesn't have it quite yet. So it seems like dialect is something you pick up on later in life. I mean, obviously, you're not born with a British accent, because if you are, they should just, like, cut your tongue out right away anyway. But, yeah, it's kind of funny wherever you are. And I don't know where I picked up this Southern dialect from. I just, in my travels, I think it made more sense, and y'all became part of my repertoire. I grew up also, I don't want to say in ghettos, but around them and the people, so I sort of picked up what they would say and do. I listened to a lot of different things you know, watching Dukes of Hazzard. And I don't know. For some reason, when I get in a Spitfire, Dusty Rhodes just comes out. So it's like this weird gay Southern fast-talking, juke-and-jiving, black-voiced white guy just for no reason. It's the strangest thing. And I've actually heard, because one of my other buddies, we had this conversation once, that they said there's been studies that people that are mimics and can pick up dialects and colloquialisms from the local dialect is a sign of intelligence. So it may just be that I'm smarter than y'all. No, but it's for some reason that seems to be the case where if you spend enough time in a certain area, you're going to pick up a lot of their mannerisms. Maybe it just you're influenced by your surroundings. I don't know. I guess I don't say ooh doggish in bite me anymore, and that seems like a 90s thing. So maybe things change with the times. I don't know. Oh, again, the dare guy is out front of the comic shop. Yeah, because that worked out so well. Wouldn't you tell me weed was the drugs and that it was bad, and that everyone was going to be asking you for or trying to give you free drugs? What a bunch of hoopla. Nope, there was nothing to get at the comic shop or Walmart. I was hoping to find those Superstar Series 2 with Shango, Mankind, and Ted DiBiase, and the missing Ultimate Warrior for one reason or another. The kid for Dare was sitting out there, and, you know, he's probably just told to sit there. I don't know if he works on commission or he gets 10 bucks a person. I don't know how this works, but he bugged me on the way into the shop, and I politely said no, and on the way out, he bugged me again, not realizing he had already talked to me, so he's just on autopilot and doesn't realize what the fuck's going on. Excuse me, sir. And I was like, no, excuse me. Y'all told me weed was bad in the 80s and 90s. And now they microdose mushrooms. So what drugs are we keeping kids off of these days? Or are you talking about the vaccine? Oh, yeah. He didn't, he's a kid. I wasn't trying to argue with a kid. But come on, know what you're supporting and know what you're doing. I don't think that's too much to ask of anybody in their job. If I go to Popeyes and you are not a chicken connoisseur, then you do not need to be working at Popeyes. See, I just got possessed by Mitch Hedberg. And man, it is hotter than a popcorn fart. That's one of those things that we say, you know, that's another one of those like Southern sayings that I don't know where I picked up on. Fucking construction again, man. Can you, is your town just as bad? Like, you literally can't get anywhere without going through construction. Woof. See, you know, about, I don't know, last year, last summer, I think, I was doing reviews of TV shows, mostly paranormal, and was talking and trash talk and ghost adventures and things like that. Well, I stopped doing that because they weren't able to come up with original content, and we were still in the midst of the dreaded pandemic, and there wasn't anything to review, and I had seen everything. So you would think on a app like Philo, where you have 60 channels like cable in hundreds of programs, that I'd be able to review one a week, and I couldn't. There wasn't any content. It was all just rehash shows of things we'd already seen. I don't know how people do it. I'm not trying to get influencer status on this. This is a personal vlog. Vlog? We even say those words anymore? This is just me kind of getting stuff out that I've been thinking about during the week. And I don't know how people do it. They go and buy all these toys and they open them, and then the next person buys the exact same toys and then they open them and then they talk about the toys. Like, I can understand if you're a a vintage toy review and you talk about like the memories, because those are unique, or your take or your interpretation of things, that's fine. But these people who keep trying to get free figures from Mattel, oh, here's the new sensational Sherry, the four that you get to make the little kid. I'm sorry, now we're collecting kids in the wrestling line? And same thing, they had to do that because Brody Lee got a kid in AEW's figure line. You know, folks, I'm sorry, and I'm just going to point this out and ruin the wrestling collection or collecting hobby for you. We're collecting Barbie dolls, people. We are absolutely collecting Barbie dolls. I got the Ultimates edition of Mr. T because the one line I want to collect is sort of the golden era. I want one of each character in their best ultimate, pun intended, format. So I got to Mr. T, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, this is so cool. Look, it's a different head. Oh, it comes with this accessory. Oh, look at this. It comes with a robe. What? A different t-shirt so I could dress it? And oh, my God, I'm playing with a fucking Barbie. I don't know that wrestling fans know that. And that's fine. You know, it is what it is. But now that they've got us to where we're collect and connect four figures that we didn't want to begin with, so we could piece together a kid, Rey Mysterio's kid, not as Dominic, but as the child? I mean, what are we really doing here, people? How is that the incentive? You're telling me the incentive to buy four figures is a child? No. No, I'm sorry. You're not going to get me to buy that. And I saw the sensational Sherry, which I already had from Jax. She had bigger tits and a better corset on the Jax figure. But now, you're telling me I'm going to have to get this tranny-looking motherfucking prince-looking figure that looks like she should be hacking crack on Fremont because they can't get the face apps right. I mean, they should... Ugh. I hate this face app technology. This painting, whatever the true effects, is so fucking dumb. Everything looks terrible. You have to, like, hand paint the lips or something. Because it looks like, you know, when your 80-year-old grandma still tried to put on lipstick and she, like, put it on her upper lip instead of her actual lip because she didn't have lips anymore. That's what this looked like. Hot dang. So, yeah, there was nothing at Goodwill either. I ran into somebody that I had previously blocked on Facebook, and it was from the old bar. He was sort of a troublemaker and everything. Seems like a cool guy now. He's calmed down. He's, you know, he had a kid and whatnot. He's like, hey, I know you. You blocked me. And I was like, and it took a second because I had to remember, because I block everyone. Like, you know, I actually look for an excuse and a reason to block anyone. It's sort of a game that I play. And I just... it didn't dawn on me. And then I was like, oh shit. And he started talking about toys and music and stuff. And I was like, you know what? It wasn't you. It was the place I was working at. I had to delete my Facebook and get rid of everybody there because it was just a toxic environment. And it kind of was him too, you know, but we were all getting into so much trouble in that bar and drinking so much and everybody was fighting that I started blocking people so I wouldn't have to deal with it and be around it anymore. He actually wasn't a bad dude. He's into music and toy collecting and things like that as well. And he said he had seen me in one of the toy collector groups. But it just shows you how small Vegas is. Like 3 million or 7 million people here. And you still end up running into the same fucking people. Which, speaking of which, another Facebook group. See, this is why I don't post in groups anymore. Even though you get more... I guess attention and your posts get seen more for some reason. But anytime I post in a group, usually somebody recognizes me that I had on my old Facebook. And I must have blocked 1,000 people on my old Facebook. It ran for 10 years through tons of different bands and jobs. And it was really just the history of it that I wanted to get rid of because, you know, we had, fuck, before we knew what social media was and what they were going to do with our information, we put everything on there. We tagged ourselves in all kinds of shit. We gave all of our info, our phone numbers. Everything was public. And then we realized, oh shit, they were mining all of our information the whole time. So that was another big reason why I had to get rid of it. And I didn't want to keep getting reminded every year of what happened for the last decade of things that went wrong. Because you rarely post about your good days. So it continually reminds you of the bad days or the drama or the things that maybe you bought or deaths or past girlfriends or pets or something. I used to be really good when I would delete someone or block them, that I would block and delete all of their pictures too. So I'd remove, I mean, it would take me a day or two to get through and break up with a girlfriend, because I'd have to change profile pics between Facebook and MySpace. I'd have to remove all the tags. I'd have to delete all the pictures of both of us. I'd have to remove my tag from her pictures, so that when I finally hit that block button, it was all said and done. But I thought it would be cool to post in a bass players group, because everyone's doing it. Bass players are a lot more supportive than drummers and guitar players, because they usually just shit talk and tell you what you're doing wrong. Bass players are more, that's really cool bass, that's awesome, good, you know, everything's so positive in this bass community. Absolutely love it. I posted a picture of me playing live, because not a lot of people have the 90s white PV fretless bass that I do. And people were liking the picture. Everything was great. And all of a sudden, this chick's like, I know you. And I'm like, oh, shit. Here it comes. And my initial response was, you know, and I'm trying to keep it positive in this group, because they don't know that I'm an asshole yet. But my initial response was, in my mind, why? Do I owe you child support? Turns out, it was someone I had dated up in Reno. So more on that in a minute. Good Lord, it is steamier than your mama's crack on a Sunday in church in Georgia. Yeah. I'm going to throw those out as much as I can today. So, this chick I had met up in Reno actually wasn't a bad gal. She was 4 foot nothing. She was fun. She was also a bass player, which I had forgot about till I saw her in this Facebook group. And I was like, hey, how's it going? Like, not in a bad way, but I was actually kind of excited to see her post again. But anyway, God, people can't figure out a four-way stop. I'm trying to let people go because nobody's moving. Idiots. Anyway. God, I hate traffic. Full moon and a hot day, people are just fucking dumb. She was 4 foot nothing, and she was fun. She was maybe 2 or 3 years older than I was. She was a musician, and I don't know why I didn't play into that. It would have been cool to start a band with her, but the reason I think it didn't work out with her and I was because she was kind of a, I don't want to say one of the guys, and she certainly wasn't a slut. Like, she kept telling me over and over again that I was the only one she was sleeping with, yet she would tell me I have to be okay with her riding on the back of everyone's motorcycle because she loves to ride and doesn't have one of her own, and that she's too short to reach the handlebars. She would have needed a scooter to make it look like she had ape hangers. But now I see, and this has been, gosh, I would say 15 years later, she's still doing the same thing. She's playing in a band, but every pick is with her and another dude, and just having, you know, and good for her, that's fine, but that's not someone I can date, and I'm glad I didn't. The sex was great. She was hot, exactly what I like, kind of dark and creepy and gothy, but still a nerd at heart. Everything was fine, except that she just didn't want to be tied down. And I don't know, I don't think that it makes me a bad person or a jealous person or whatever, because I don't want some chick that I'm dating nuts to butts with every other dude, or spending the night and sweating it over with bands. Like, she wasn't in cover band scene like I was. She was in the originals, which they just, you know, they all, like, literally sleep together, not fuck, but they'll sleep together in the van and all over each other and have those experiences. And I don't know, it's not that I'm insecure, it's just not something I want someone I'm dating to do. It was the same thing when I was dating those horse girls and horse trainers and in the whole cowgirl scene. Had a string of them for a while, and you take them out, that's fine if you're dancing. Cowboy dancing's a little different. But when they start doing the slutty dancing, where all they're doing is just rubbing on some dude's junk, I know what their intentions are, but when I was a guy and some chick started doing that to me, fuck it, I'd slip a finger, or I'd grab them, or grab the hips, or something like that, whatever. That's just how that club-type music dance scene is. And no, I didn't want someone I was dating doing that. Like, if you're doing that with your girlfriends and you're getting slutty, that's fine, but if you get drunk and you end up going around and doing that to every dude, it kind of seems like a problem. You know, again, that's why I don't date. It's just not worth it to me to put up with the hassle of wondering where people are at. And I could just let them live their life, and I could ignore it. But this is another good point where I see somebody, how they turned out, and I'm just glad I didn't end up with them. Nothing wrong with her, absolutely great, but she's not the homebody type. And I think that's more what I'm looking for, is somebody that is basically an introvert homebody that wants to go out and have fun, party it up like a rock star, but knows how to turn it off. And not many people can do that. But anywho, went to another Target. There wasn't absolutely anything there that I needed or wanted. It's kind of a pain in the ass to get in and out of these places, being that it's so hot. I actually think I'm on my last errand here already. I might just cut it short and head home. I would hit up the other Targets for these clearance figures, but I guess I've got enough of those. A lot of friends are buying them up so that we can make customs out of them, but man, it's like, how many of those do you have? I have a bucket of probably 50 bodies that I've never done anything with. I have over 100 Tom Veg heads. The guy that sculpts the absolute perfect likeness of the faces. We all pledge for individual likenesses for people they've never made. And, yeah, I have every one. I mean, that's another thing. Like, when you don't leave people wanting more, they get everything all at once and then they leave you. I'm about to release the last of the great tag teams, because people were leaving and I'm trying to bring them back in and reel them in. But once I finish with this great tag team, that's it. There's not going to be anything else. And then I can come up with original ideas, but seriously, no one's going to pay $80 for an Orient Express custom set. You might pay $80 for Road Warriors or Powers of Pain, where there's face paint and accessories and lots of stuff like that, but couple of Asian dudes in red tights with no, you know, features or distinguishing markings or logos, yeah, I don't think people are going to be paying that much for that kind of stuff. That's why I haven't done them yet. You know, I did the Triangle of Terror. That was great. I've got a couple of sets coming up that I think people are really going to dig, but there's going to be a lot of paint, a lot of work, and it's going to be, I really think this is going to be like the last one. And in my grand scheme of things, this was the battle plan all along anyway, was to end with this set and then to call it good and then just start doing themes. We're like, hey, I'm going to make 5 rock and wrestling guys this month. Or, hey, I'm going to make 5 different barefooted wrestlers this month. But again, every time I take a nap or close my eyes, 2 more independent, officially licensed figure companies pop up. Another one just popped up the other day, 2 of them, one's an offshoot of one that's already out, so they're trying to be sneaky and change their name. I don't know if they got a bad rep because they're putting out shit, but Another one I'd never heard of before, and they're pulling out the obscure of the obscure. They're starting with Larry Zbysko, which is great, but then Roadblock? Who the fuck is... Not the black dude from G.I. Joe, that's all I know. I had to look it up. I mean, I think one of my friends was going nuts, or two of them, like, yeah, this is awesome. And I'm like, how are they even going to sell 100 units of Roadblock? I mean, I hope they do, but they, see, now again, they're selling them for $24.99, they're mass-produced. Don't know when these things are going to show up. The other one from that undead pirateer or whatever decide to finally ship them, and it took over a year and a half. But you know what? They're quality. They look great. The shipping is great. I haven't seen one complaint other than the O face for Dino Bravo, where he looks like a blow-up doll. But and I guess Dave Hebner doesn't look like Dave Hebner or Earl Hebner, whichever one. They're twins, whatever. Other than that, I've pretty much seen good reviews on everything for that, so kudos to him. But it took way too long, and now we're sitting there waiting on some stuff. I mean, I haven't got any of these. I was mad at him because I felt that I should have been included because I was on every single other project that he did. But because of the issues I was having with Matt Cardona and Zack Ryder, the Major Pod, all those kind of people, and them being complete dicks to my friends, I pulled out, blocked the guy, and decided I wanted nothing to do with him. And you know what? That's fine. We can all go our separate ways. But I still feel like, in a way, some people should at least respect the people that kept this going. So the European people should have hooked up with Hasbro Maniacs. The U.S. people should have hooked up with me. And, you know, at least had something. I don't know. Whatever. But again, I started my own wrestling figure line, and it's doing great. So it is what it is. I'm just giving you, in case you'd forgotten, why there was beef there. But, you know, it is what it is, and it worked. So good on them. Hopefully things start coming out a little faster, and we'll see what happens with that. So I am at the bank, and no, you can't have my password, PIN, or account number on that. All right, big-ass long line in the ATM. Of course, you know, I never remember that during the daytime, these things are always fucking busy. So the rumors are true about the San Diego Comic-Con thing this year. They are doing a no-holds-barred, and they finally got it right. They bringing Zeus into the line. They finally got his rights. I mean, this is going to be his one and done because he only had one look. And if they were going to make this better, they could have made it a chainmail edition of Zeus in jeans, with the chainmail shirt in jeans, prison Zeus, if you will, so that they could sell another Zeus. But beyond the no-holds-barred packaging, they put the Zeus that we all wanted in that packaging with the blue tights Hogan. So, yes, it's a great idea. I love it. They look great. I'm going to try and get it. We're all going to bitch when we can't. But I think they kind of screwed themselves, because now they can't do the blue tights American Made Hogan that Ringside has as an exclusive years ago. And now I don't believe they could have the rights to do a Zeus in chainmail, because that was his only other look, and that was from the movie. They could have also done Hogan in the black and red with the cowboy boots. So, yeah, kind of perplexing that they gave us exactly what we wanted and needed. And, yeah, yeah. But they did include the Dookie face Hulk Hogan, which, again, went with the red and black. So unless they announce some sort of variant where they have soft good, cloth good, or something, I think this is the only Zeus we're ever going to get. Because if you remember with Mr. T, they released him with the A-Team outfit in the blue tights. And everyone's like, why wouldn't you do it in the red tights? And they're like, well, obviously, so you could buy the red tights one later. And then they came out with a retro and all that kind of stuff. So maybe, just maybe, we can get a Zeus retro now. I think that's the next one on the list. Because they had, I think, Tugboat and Lex Luger were announced for the series after Nikolai and the Hart Foundation and Jimmy Hart. But I don't like those bodies of the announcers. So, I think they're too big. I think they're too fat. I just prefer the Million Dollar Man style body when it comes to those kind of things, so that they look smaller than Hasbro's. Because right now they're fucking beefy. I hate depositing money, but I'm getting cash for these gigs that I'm playing. So part of the problem, and why another reason why I stopped drinking, is cash is not something you can have in Vegas. It's very dangerous, not because you're going to get robbed, but because you sit there and you think, oh, I'll just pop a 20 in, play some Keno, and then they give you a drink, and you're like, man, that beer was really good, let me pop in another 20, and it just keeps going and going, and before you know it, you spent 60, 80, 100 bucks gambling, and then they're like, oh, we'll give you your beer for free, but you've tipped, you know, 20, 30 bucks on top of that. And if you win, you're supposed to tip out, you know, 10, 15% of whatever you win. So it can be a couple hundred dollar excursion every single time you go gambling. And that's how they get you. It's why casinos don't have clocks, why the exits are confusing, and why it's usually dark so you don't know if it's daytime or nighttime. That's all by design so that you stay longer. But, God, I can't even remember what my Friday night gig was, but it wasn't entertaining enough to talk about, other than I did figure out something for my Sunday hot gig that I forgot to mention. Guys, if you have not started using athletic wear for summertime, you're missing out. This sounds like a commercial, but it's really not. Don't laugh. I know you're gonna, some people, like, if you're having a drink or eating or something right now, make sure you swallow first before I tell you this, because you're gonna snort whatever you got in your mouth out your nose. There was a time I thought I was going to get into jogging or hiking because of somebody I was interested in. Stop laughing. It's not that fucking funny. Actually, it is kind of hilarious. And I thought, well, fuck, my thighs rub, you know, I'm a bigger dude, I'm going to get titty sweat, and my swamp ass is going to just be out the door. What am I going to do? So I went and I'm looking around, and you see the athletic wear, which is sort of like a cooling underwear. It's made out of that mesh, almost feels kind of like a spandex kind of material. So I bought some of that so you don't get monkey butt. And then I got a couple of those tank tops, and it makes it so that the sweat doesn't cling to your body when you're in the heat or doing athletic activity, which I'm obviously not doing. So I had bought a few of these items, and I don't know why, but for some reason I knew it was going to be extremely hot, and I thought, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to wear these at that outdoor gig and see if it doesn't help with the sweating and the, you know, some of the problems, because last time was just miserable. Like, my shirt clung to me, my underwear was sticking to everything, my nuts were like silly putty on the side of my leg. It was fucking ridiculous. I tell you, I never felt so cool and comfortable in hot weather as I did when I wore that stuff. So do yourself a favor and go get some. Even if you're not athletic or do anything athletic, it's good for fat people too. So it's like the basketball short material. If you're a bigger dude like I am, and you don't want to be ball sweating in 115 degree weather, get you some of that cooling underwear and get you one of those tank tops. It's absolutely great. The sweat ran off me and didn't cling. I didn't end up with a heat rash or monkey butt or anything like that. It was actually just as pleasant as playing in 110 degree weather could possibly be. When I was on the road, and this is something I wish I would have thought of when I was on the road, you would only get a shower every third gig sometimes, but you're moving hundreds of pounds of gear in and out as fast as you can and doing set changes, and you get sweaty and nasty all the time. So it's would have helped back then, because I was doing the Gold Bond powder, and then I got the Gold Bond deodorant stick, and, you know, everyone's like, what are you doing in the fucking bathroom? You're only supposed to do a number one. I'm like, I'm shoving a deodorant stick up my ass so I don't get monkey bucks. Shut the fuck up. Like, it's just, yeah. I wish I would have thought of this sooner. So the story behind that chick was guys do dumb things to try and impress girls and to do things they don't want to do. So some slender vegan comic nerd type chick who draws was also my neighbor. I may have mentioned her one time before. She was sort of interested in doing things, but she only wanted to do the things that she wanted to do. So she would mention things like, oh yeah, let's go hiking. You like petroglyphs and history. There's some, but you got to hike up the mountain to get it to it and all this kind of stuff. No, there's no fucking way I would have done that, enjoyed that, or continued to do that. Blew her off before she could get a chance to blow me off. Ugh. So I'm going to tolerate one more stop because it isn't a day that I need to be at Savers. That's Monday for 50% off or Thursday for 20 or 25% off. Goodwill, the line was way too fucking long and I recognized people, so I left. And then I'll try this sort of upscale thrift Deseret thing that where I found the guitar unit last time. I doubt I'll get that lucky again. I'm more or less looking for food because I forgot to grab me a fucking Pop-Tart this morning. I swear to God, if you don't eat strawberry frosted Pop-Tarts, there's something wrong with you. And if you eat anything else than what I just aforementioned, there is something wrong with you. I do not eat Choco Pop-Tarts. If I wanted that, I would get something chocolate. I do not eat plain Pop-Tarts or a toaster strudel that look like somebody came on it. I do not have a microwave McMuffin. They're only 2 for $4, and I'd rather have them whatever McDonald's calls fresh. Ooh, speaking of good shit, man, I tell you what, Popeyes are starting to pop up all over the place around here, and man, Lil Nicky was right. Popeyes is fucking great. The first time I tried it, I got their spicy, I think it was the spicy chicken strips, and I just had that and the biscuit, and it was great. I mean, the biscuit was drier than, you know what, I'm not even gonna come up with something, but it was dry. And this time I tried the sandwich, and I don't remember if this was the one that was fighting. Remember there was like lines and people were arguing and fighting over who had the better chicken sandwich. I think Chick-fil-A was one of them, but I don't remember who the other one was. Well, obviously Popeyes is way fucking better. I won't go to Chick-fil-A. I can't. The chicken isn't even breaded, and it's like white people don't know what to do with chicken anyway. So this is a Louisiana place in Popeyes. Fuck yeah, it was great. Absolutely love it. I'm definitely going to be popping into Popeyes more often. So let's try this Deseret Industries. And I'm going to head my happy ass home. Get out of this heat before the swamp ass overtakes me. Yeah, a whole lot of nope in there. Just not much out today. That's fine. I don't need to be buying nothing. And, yeah. I forgot, when I randomize like this, I gloss over things and I forget what I was talking about. The reason I was saying how I used to do reviews of those ghost paranormal and caught on camera shows, I was bringing that up because I wanted to segue into what I found finally works for me as far as a streaming service. I had been saying forever that I haven't found anything to watch. Now that Stranger Things is over, Netflix isn't doing anything that I'm particularly interested in. Hulu has that only Murders in the Building, which I like Clue, I like whodunits, and I think I'm just watching it because I love Steve Martin short. I just combined it there so I didn't have to say it all. And Selena Gomez ain't bad neither. But yeah, that's on Hulu, but that's really about it. I mean, as far as the other things, I'm stuck with Pluto TV watching Three's Company and Price is Right and all the vintage shows. And then Tubi has a great revolving door of horror movies and 80s, 90s action and surf movies and coming of age stories. Like, there was one even in Tom Cruise where he went down to Tijuana and got in some trouble. And, yeah, it was just good times. So, anywho, Discovery Plus, I think, is where it's at. Now, again, I was bitter. I'll finally admit that a couple years later. And angry at Zach and the whole haunted museum thing. So when all of the shows that I was watching moved over to Discovery Plus, I was pissed. And I'm still mad about it. However, the way I was watching it was on Philo, which was $19.99 a month. It went up to like $24 when I canceled it. Then my phone service offered me a deal that said they would give them for $9.99 a month. And I made it through Shark Week. And then you only got 5 shows from Shark Week, and all the rest of them were on Discovery Plus. And then any new Ghost Adventures or Ghost Hunters or Grant left, and now it's back to Jason. And I can't keep up with these things. Ghost Nation became Ghost Hunters again. They all were streaming exclusively on Discovery Plus. So I was pissed that I would have to subscribe to yet another thing. And at the time, I think I had Hulu, Disney, Netflix, all these things. It wasn't worth it for me. So I got rid of everything. I am mooching off of my mom's passwords on Hulu and Netflix. And they got Paramount Plus, and once 1812 was over, there's zero reason to watch that damn thing. Holy shit. The story of how they did The Godfather was okay, but there's no way I would keep subscribing to that thing if I was paying for it. I went through Shudder, and it's funny, all the same movies that went to Shudder are on Tubi for free. Amazon Prime was an absolute waste. I live right next to the warehouses, so it only ever takes me a day or two to get my stuff anyway. And I'm just not into The Boys or Powers or any of these other fucking weird-ass superhero shows. And The Tick was just dumb. I mean, just nothing. I've been through every streaming service there is. Stars, that was another one. The family tried that. I watched Heels, that wrestling show, and that wasn't bad, but I'm certainly not going to subscribe to it for a year waiting for the next season. So I finally gave in, was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to get Discovery Plus. It's only $4.99, it's my birthday month, and I'll watch it for Shark Week, and then maybe there's a free trial and I can milk it till October. Usually when I get a streaming service, I open it up and I'm thinking, okay, there's 2 movies I like, here's a couple shows, and I put maybe 5 to 10 things on my watch list. I got through 30 things on my watch list on Discovery Plus before I realized I just want to watch the whole damn thing. I wish there was a play all button. So, as it turns out, they have every Shark Week ever. Every show I've ever watched from Monster Garage and Orange County Choppers back in the day up until now with the newer shows. I guess I'm at that age where documentaries are the best entertainment I can find, because I don't like anything modernized. Only Murders in the Building is super modernized, but at least people are dying, so that's fun. I just can't get into these newer shows. It's like a new vampire movie. I mean, True Blood was gay as fuck, but there's some new vampire movie on Netflix, and it's just so woke and in your face. It just, oh my god, no. I just can't get into it at all. So, Discovery Plus, yeah, awesome, love it. There's so many things I want to watch, it's ridiculous, and I think that's going to be where I'm going to focus my attention from now on. So, they also have the Paranormal Caught on Camera that I used to watch, all the Ghost Adventures, Ghost Hunters, all the offshoot specials, the documentaries on the serial killers, Ed Gein, and things that I was watching last year that I was mad that I wasn't going to get to watch. And I don't remember if Discovery Plus was ever $9.99, but I think I was just mad and bitter that they went to a streaming service as to why I didn't get it. Because I was already paying, you know, $20 for this shit. And none of it was, you know, anything to watch. So I guess this is the new reality. This is what you have to do. So if this is my one entertainment that I pay for, $5 a month isn't bad, and I'll take it. So I got band practice tonight. That's it. Sorry this is boring, not very interesting. Few little rambling stories here and there. There ain't shit to buy. It's way too fucking hot. And the planes are in town, but I can't even watch them. Fucking, like, last night, trying to watch planes in my backyard while eating watermelon, and it's still 105 degrees and sweating balls outside. So, yeah. I was watching from the window on the inside near the kitchen area. The B-52s were flying around, and I ran out just to see them bank and turn away from the house. So I barely caught a glimpse of it, so I'm like, fuck that, I'm staying inside. And I hope you do too, unless it's still fucking snowing or whatever, then fuck you. Alright, stay safe and sane, I'll see y'all later.